Hello, you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is your host, Chloe, and I have curated a great playlist for you today. I'm gonna give a little hockey update later, like I always do, if anyone is listening or tuning in. The first track I have for you is from a Vancouver band. They are a rock and roll band with nice hints of psychedelic pop punk vibes, Kyoto. This is from a new release titled The Fireplace Demos, called Mellow Out, which is a great song. If you like what you hear, they will be playing at the Biltmore Cabaret on Friday, February 3rd with Hollow Twin and Super Pyramid, also two great local acts. Tickets are $7. So once again, if you like what you hear from Kyoto, catch them February 3rd at the Biltmore Cabaret. Hope you like it. Here is Mellow Out.
To call this body is now a home. The desert warned me I could have turned to stone. My name, I hear my
That was This Is Where by Ali Bress. That was off of her upcoming EP Dwell, which comes out on February 3rd. So Ali is a California indie folk singer-songwriter, lovely, really precious kind of acoustic-based tune. So definitely check out her music. Stay tuned for the upcoming EP. If you were not with us at the beginning, or not with me, because I'm the only host today, you're tuning into the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. And I just got word that Natalie is tuning in, who is the website or the radio show also. She is the co-host, except she is not here for 99% of the time because she is not going to school at UBC right now. So hi, Natalie. Thanks for tuning in. She's probably on a study break right now, but she does provide some input to the music, so that is always nice. The next song I have, I will dedicate to you because you like pop punk music. This is Half Past Nine by Waterloo, Ontario's Among Legends. This is off of their upcoming EP, Starting Over, which will be out at the end of February. Once again, here is Half Past Nine by Among Legends.
You up and half past nine, and we walk with your hand in mine. We were share. Let's talk it out and try again. This doesn't have to end. You were all I ever needed. Can't you see my heart is bleeding? And I wanna fly and die. I wanna fly away. Now my clock says half past nine. The sunset behind the horizon line. You moved on and so should I. Thank God for these friends of mine. I learned how to fly and die.
Jungle Boy by Gum Country was what you were just listening to. They are a lo-fi post-punk duo comprised of Courtney and Connor from Vancouver, members of the Courtneys and Peace. That was off of their self-titled debut record, which was released via Lollipop Records earlier this month. So definitely check them out. I really like that tune in particular, Jungle Boy, but the release itself has 8 tracks, so you have a lot of variety, a lot to listen to. And they're from Vancouver too, which is awesome. Yeah, the website, the Permanent Rain Press, has been busy over the last month or so. We got a few new awesome photographers who have been busy covering some concerts, great shots. We covered Unity Days a couple of weeks back, which I don't believe I talked about before on the radio, which was a lot of fun. I went by myself and went and listened to some different panels. For those who don't know what Unity Days was, it was a convention kind of dedicated to the fans of the CW show The 100, which also films in BC. So a bunch of their cast members went to Unity Days. They got to interact with fans, do some meet and greets, autographs. But what I just intended were the panels, and it was really insightful. I thought they really had a great theme, which was unifying the fandom in a bright and positive way. So it was a lot of fun. I would definitely go again. Hopefully there's a Unity Days next year in 2018. Also presuming the show is still around, but the show has a dedicated fan base, so I'm thinking that it will be a possibility. I'm going to play a song next by a band from Edmonton, Alberta, Lusitania Lights. I'm so sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. It's a song called Jenny. It's a great song. It's from their new EP, Ultraviolet, which just came out the other week, actually. So I like to describe it as kind of alt rock with some nice dance grooves as well. Here is Jenny by Lusitania. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong again. Lusitania Lights.
out of sight.
Thursday, January 26th, CITR is hosting our annual 24 hours of student power from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. CITR will be broadcasting a full day of radio broadcasts, discussions, musical performances, and interviews with UBC students. Tune in.
It's just your cool.
Special programming from Thunderbird Eye, All Access Pass, Babe Waves, interviews with student clubs like the Bike Kitchen, the CVC, Improv, and more. Plus, there will be three live performances by student bands, Either Or, Mirepoix, and Cursor. Tune in or come hang out on Thursday here at CITR.
Friday, January 27th, Nardwar the Human Serviette is opening up the Video Vault.
Come hang out at CITR to see Nardwar play clips from his interviews and talk about his experience working in radio and getting his start at CITR.
This event is co-presented by CITR, Discorder, and the UBC.
And if you've got a burning question for Canada's favourite interviewer,
this is your chance to ask it.
Fantasy, full of ecstasy, and you and me. I'm
That was Fantasy, or Living in a Fantasy, by the Sunset Kids. They are a Vancouver dream pop duo comprised of Joshua Palmer and Ali V. That was off of their self-titled 2015 EP. Very kind of ethereal soundscapes. I really like that song. And they just released, or last month they released a music video or short film for that track as well, so definitely check it out. Hopefully we'll be hearing some new music from them soon. Yeah, I went to Dine Out Vancouver the other day with a couple of friends. So for those who aren't familiar, a bunch of different restaurants participate and they have different pricing for their menus, $20. $30 and $40, and it's just like a nice kind of sampling, I feel. I don't eat out that much, but I went to Blackbird Public House and Eatery, I believe it's called. Really close to Burrard Sky Train Station, but it was really good, so I would definitely recommend checking it out. It was a $20 meal, but I had chicken and waffles, which I've also never had before, and it was really delicious, so definitely recommend checking it out. And for those who are foodies, it's also the Hot Chocolate Festival going on right now, so there's a lot of different participants in that, and I'm looking forward to trying a few, but the price tag isn't always cheap, so definitely saving up some money to try some of the good flavors. There's some that have green tea or matcha in it, so hopefully I'll get the chance to drop by before it ends on February 14th for most participating restaurants or cafes. The next song I have is by a Vancouver band, another Vancouver act. They are a punk rock band called Breakpoint. I also have elements of metal in their music. This was off of their debut album, debut self-titled album, which came out last week. It's called Fading Into Fiction. And if you like what you hear, you can catch Breakpoint's album release show this Friday at 333 with Frogpile, Crass, and Within Rust. It's all ages. Tickets are $10 and doors are at 8 p.m. So once again, here is Fading Into Fiction by Breakpoint.
To it now, with a little less in the way he walks, sense in extinction, outspoken, the last of his kind, fragility, inability to come into unhappiness. He's felt this way before, the washer of the way, that other situation. The frustration and feeling so much more than it wants to. But your nervousness, needing that numbing sensation to jump up and feel in bliss. Fading into fiction. Sensibility, a laugh
surplus of feelings, and it's more than I can bear. Letting loose our speed, I'm made to be heard by me. King Birch and Pete. The strain of days, stolen to the mind. Future in the grave, fearing any other perception. An only child, an everlasting kid. To choose between lies, predetermined kid. Forget the situation, a tide of compelling bliss. Fitting into fiction.
That was Waiting for Love by Endings, or END BPDNGS, that is the Bedroom Pop Project of Montreal's Francis Oligny. A very, very catchy song. I showed this to Natalie the other day when I was making the playlist, and she agreed she really liked it as well. So you can definitely check out his new 5-track record, Make Room for Love, which just came out last week. So yeah, once again, Endings, ENDNGS is how you can find it, and that's off Bandcamp. I played the ad for earlier, but 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR is coming up this Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. Should be a lot of fun. I'll be chatting with Sauter Health and Wellness, or Sauter Huey, and I believe it's going to be broadcast somewhere in between 9 to 10 p.m. But you can check their entire schedule. It's out online. I believe there's a Facebook event page for it. So definitely check it out. Lots of great student programmers, and there's going to be a few live musical performances from student bands as well. So this Thursday, the 26th. The next song I have is by Vancouver's math rock duo Mittens, which is comprised of Kim and Evan. This is off of their Challenger EP, which came out in December. The whole EP has themes, touches on political change, finding a space, a home to call one's own. It's a really nice, warm, and technically skilled release. And yeah, it's called Dewey Decibel System. I listened to all of the songs off the new release. This one was my favorite. So hope you enjoy. Here is Dewey Decibel System by Mittens. We'll be right back. You're tuning in to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Dewey Decibel System by Mittens. I'm so sorry. I believe I mispronounced it. It's like mittens, but I don't believe you pronounce the T. So, yeah, MI'ENS. Definitely check them out. Natalie really likes this Vancouver act. They had a great album, Experimental Sparkle Noise Pop, which came out in 2014, which they were kind enough to gift Natalie with a vinyl of that as well. So she definitely has it on repeat. Their new record is great as well. The next song I have for you is Boxes by Cajon Concept. It's the project of alt-pop musician Ben Orvik from Pittsburgh. This is off of his latest EP, Towers, which just came out a couple of weeks back. Great song. So hope you enjoy. Here's Boxes by Cajon Concept.
After 9 weeks of live performances, Shindig, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands, is moving into semifinals. Come out to Shindig January 10th to see Devours, Mark Mills, and Prison Hair, the 17th to see Carousel Scene, Jerk in the Can, and Pavel, and the 24th to see Jock Tears, Tiny Sprout, and Mirepoix. The semifinals are every Tuesday of January at Pat's Pub. As always, there will be an opportunity to win beverages for jokes or fun facts. Shindig is sponsored by AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print. All three shows will be amazing, and you'll want to be there to see which of these three local artists will move into the final round.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
Saturday afternoon, the television waits to talk to you as he stands, his naked skin in the sand. He tells you to follow the rules, such proper language for. Through pallid blue sky.
That was A Screaming Comes Across the Sky by Emma Citrine. She is an alt folk rock singer-songwriter and also a member of Vancouver experimental duo Leave. Kind of like a retro nostalgic feel with her music, which is great. Her debut album, Sad Surprise, will be out on February 10th. And you can catch the release show of that with the other half of Leave, David Cowling, and his project, The April Fool's Childrenhood. He'll be releasing Low Color, so you can check both of those new releases out at the show. It's going to be at a warehouse space, 2625 Caslow Street. Doors are at 7:30. So if you don't have anything to do that day, definitely check it out. Great tunes from both of the local artists. I have around 5 minutes left. I'll give a quick hockey update, which isn't that much. The NHL All-Star Game is this weekend, so in lieu of a bunch of different games happening on television, there'll be a break, and we'll get to see some of NHL's best stars in action in California, which should be a lot of fun. Bo Horvat, as I mentioned before, is going for the Canucks, and there'll be a lot of my other favorite players there, a couple from the Montreal Canadiens, Justin Falk of the Carolina Hurricanes, Johnny Gaudreau of the Calgary Flames. So if you're into hockey and watching the best play out 3-on-3 format, it should be a good time. I'm going to close things out with a new song by J.P. Maurice, who is a Victoria pop noir musician, a seasoned BC artist. He competed in a couple of different peak performance projects over the years. This is off of his latest EP, Girls, which just came out on the 13th. It's a great, great, great release. Stand Still is my favorite track off the new EP. Hope you enjoy. Thank you for tuning in to the latest episode of the Permanent Rain Radio. We'll be back on February 7th at 1 p.m., joined by Vancouver hip-hop artist Tyler Sky, who has a lot of fun projects, his music to chat about. Tune in at 2 p.m. for Particles and Waves with Mia, and thank you for tuning in.
When you break it down, you're tired from repeating yourself, and now you're a ghost. So you keep on swimming while the waves are receding. So the truth comes out when the currents can pull you along. If you go with the flow, there'll be nothing in your way. Letting go, some things never change. Deep in a deadlock, stuck in a standstill. All out of our luck and into a cheap thrill. Timing's off, trying to find more of it to kill. You're standing still. Back of your mind, climb up.
deep in a deadlock, stuck in a standstill. All out of our luck, into a cheap thrill.
Standing still.